A surge of mild air has pushed temperatures above normal across our area this afternoon. We have one more mild day to go before the temperatures tumble for the second half of the weekend. And across portions of our area, we are looking ahead to accumulating snow Sunday, Sunday night, into Monday. So some big changes around the way over the weekend. For now, though, we're enjoying a very pleasant Friday with mainly clear skies and very pleasant temperatures. Into tonight, we have high pressure and control, so conditions will remain mostly clear. It will turn rather cool, though, as temperatures fall into the 30s, which is typical or seasonable for this time of year. Some patches of fog are possible later tonight into first thing tomorrow. And as we go through the day tomorrow, high pressure will work its way out of the area, and a cold front and storm system will approach from the west. So, morning sunshine will be followed by increasing clouds through the day. We may see a few showers in areas west of the Hudson River before the day is through, but by and large, we're looking ahead to a dry day tomorrow. The wind will be out of the south, and our temperatures will again be well up into the 50s to right around 60 degrees. So, all in all, things are looking quite pleasant to start off the weekend tomorrow. And then tomorrow night into Sunday, that cold front will pass through our area, and the storm is really going to deepen to our north. And with that, we're really going to kick up the wind on Sunday as a rush of cold air arrives. So temperatures on Sunday are likely to be only in the 30s to low 40s, and we may even see those temperatures drop off as the day moves along. We'll see a scattering of rain and snow showers. On Sunday, we'll tend to favor rain showers in the valleys, snow showers in the mountains. And as we move through Sunday night into Monday with a persistent northwesterly wind, that means upslope snow is likely across the higher elevations, which means that in the higher terrain, we are looking ahead to accumulating snow. In our valleys, there's still the chance for a scattering of snow showers Sunday night into Monday, to the point where we may see some slippery spots even in the valley. So that is something to keep in mind as we wrap up the weekend and start off next short work week. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, seasonably cold, low in the 30s. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, mild, high around 60. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the 30s. Tomorrow, increasing clouds with a chance of afternoon showers, mild, high around 60. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, seasonably cold, low in the 30s. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, mild, high around 60. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, in the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, seasonably cold, low in the 30s. Tomorrow, increasing clouds and mild, high around 60. Region-wide on Sunday, mostly cloudy with scattered rain and snow showers, windy and much colder, high 36 to 44. And on Monday, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers, windy and cold, with highs in the 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.